live on our Real Kindness podcast. We're doing a short flow and just getting it set up on the Facebook as well. Shouldn't be a problem. Thank you, Hashem. Every time there's a little bit of a minia, it's a step in the right direction. Let's do it. Got this. Yes, so we're live on all platforms and we're here to do something special today. We only have a short few minutes. I'm about to go get hold of my son, Baruch Yitzhak Ben Masha, Baruch Yitzhak Ben Eliezer Kohen. I'm feeling very thankful that he came out of Azza, came out of Khan Yunis. He was successful, him and his holy unit, 101. They were successful the whole way throughout the Gaza experience. Where they're going next, we keep praying. I want you to keep praying for them and all the soldiers for success, for Shmir Leona, and they should have heavenly protection in their daily experiences. Now they're this week out of the army for a little break to renew their energy and focus and spirit. Bokshem had a little celebration with their servant last night. The good news, we also have a Just One Chesed cap on the way, hopefully by next week's edition, where we'll do a bit more of a longer, extensive flow. I do apologize about any sound, but big shout out again to our host, by Charles Sakal at the Zera Shimshon. There'll be a weekly classes here again tomorrow. Bokshem, I'm going to be part of Simcha from a brother-in-law, who he was the first person to put tefillin on me, and I married his twin sister soon after that, Bokshem. So a big part of my journey of tshuva, and he has a simcha, so I won't be able to be in person in Zera Shimshon Shir, but I will hopefully have it all set up, recorded, and everyone's always welcome weekly to join. A big shout out to all the different Unity projects we mentioned in the previous episode, the previous flow. It's not a small thing. Pashas Viaka was the week that my son, interesting, because I get very confused. Baruch Yitzhak and my brother-in-law, they have very similar energy in certain ways. And so, yeah, my holy brother-in-law, he put tefillin on me. It was this week. I was 18, 19 years old. Pashas Viaka, I think I was just turning 19. It was my birthday. It's birthday this time of year. And I already had my general calendar birthday. I'm 44, would you believe it? And Purim is when I get to celebrate the full Shlemus Purim. And this year it's Adar Sheni. We had the opportunity to join together with the joy of Purim and my own personal simcha of reaching another milestone of life in this world. A big thank you, Hashem, for that, for the gift of life, for the gift of my son's life, the gift of my family's life, the gift of Am Yisrael. That we're going through this war, please God, with success. We've been learning a lot in Shirat David about the importance of getting into the Torahs of Mashiach, understanding and wanting Mashiach, but not just wanting, living in a way that helps bring about Mashiach, the true way, the true understanding, based on the Torahs of Chabad and the Babetz Rebbe, and based on the Torahs of Siddiqim. We've been learning Tanya and Unity Flow with my Choshev Chavrus, who just lives down the road. I actually brought him here today. Just checked, first time he'd been into the base midrash of Charles Sakal in the Zera Shimshon. And we learned, thank God, in a daily Tanya focus. We were learning the Kitum Ron initially, but we've switched now to Tanya. And we see the importance of the understanding the language of the soul, getting clear how the human being operates in a spiritual way, getting that clear and clearer. And how's this all connecting to real kindness? So we'll do that now. The idea first is my brother-in-law. If he hadn't gone out of his way to put tefillin on me and be kind to me and become a friend of mine, I wouldn't be sitting here at all into Torah mitzvahs. It wasn't the reform shul when I was bar mitzvah that put the tefillin on. They told me, they said, see that box? Go put on tefillin. I said, I don't know what that is. For that to Louise or something, or some weird straps. I had no connection to it. My brother-in-law was able to explain it and give time. And we learned Parshas Viaka, this week's Parsha, the gathering. We learned about Shmir Shabbos and about the Mishkan and the unity, the unification. And we just learned Rebbe Leib Egi, they're bringing everybody together in Achdus. This is the avodas, what we're trying to do, the unity that this brings, this avoda. So we're all together with this. And please God, we should just keep overcoming all the different challenges towards actus, towards unity. Because before Mashiach comes, there's going to be always this inclination towards chas v'shalom period. We have to keep, again and again, getting back to the actus, back to the Ratzon Hashem, back to the nekuda of kindness, the Am Yisrael, the Avim Hesteres, we're learning in Tanya. This hidden love that gets revealed through Torah mitzvahs and thank God, as I said, putting tefillin on. So we almost reached our completion of today's Real Kindness podcast. A big shout out again to Yosef Aaron. We miss him being here. And the Just One Chesed team will be hopefully rocking more of the merch, the hoodie on as well soon for next week's Please God. I just can't always wear the same thing. But the idea that we just keep growing, keep being happy, keep believing that Hashem loves us, knowing, believing in ourselves. And as we learn in our Chavrus today, the Tzaddikim believe in us. They've given us these teachings, the advice. They gave us their complete Mesiras Nefesh, just like the soldiers had the Mesiras Nefesh and are having Mesiras Nefesh, complete selflessness to do for a higher cause. They give over these aces, these insights, this light for all of the Jewish people, for all the world, to be able to go in the path of kindness, the path of Amavinu. Yeah, there's no bigger chesed than for your family, for your friends, and after 120, to be able to go in the path of the soul, to bring nachas, to bring schusim, tzchiot, to bring all the kinds of merit and kindness to the world, and to realize that we are godly people, as my own son said, like in Aza, in Khan Yunis, the way the army behaves is with godliness mostly, and especially the stories he told me, the fact they put tefillin on, the fact he took the kutim on, the fact he had the gemara, in fact, the stories I've saw, the amount of soldiers who weren't shomer Torah mitzvahs, but now they've awakened to do more kindness, to be more involved. This week there's a lot of celebration and kindness from the parents and towards the children. They had a party, celebrate their accomplishments, very important. And we ourselves, we made sure we got a massage, and he was able, thank God, with the help of the shefa that's available, to kid himself out. The idea of appreciating what these people have done for us and us reciprocating with kindness. The GoPro footage was beyond. So I thank you again for all the people that helped us get the equipment that was needed for this third Tekufa that he went back to Gaza. And what's going to be, what's coming up, we don't know. We put ourselves in Hashem's hands. We have Amunah. We're looking forward for Yosef Aaron's return before Purim. We'll try to get back to the double header, the two of us sitting here, and be able to give over, and we'll come up with some other ideas. Please keep sending your feedback. As someone said, it's very important we have books. So I have a book in front of me. I have the Midrash here. I have Torah Shulchan Aruch. I have the Zera Shimshon here. Yeah, please God. We've got Avadia Yosef, because we're sitting in a beautiful Chazan Avadia. We're sitting in a beautiful base midrash filled with Torah surrounding us. Of course we have books. So I'll just open up one line from this week's Parsha of Yaakov, the idea of unification. It says here, and then Aaron and Hur made it... this is why Rashi says that Hur was the son of Miriam. It was the former Aaron and Hur relatives who were disqualified to sit in judgment together and necessarily approach them, which means that they accept them as judges. To summarize, Shem told Moshe in the Siyah, I've called my name Bezalel, son of Uri, son of Hur, the tribe of Yehuda, to construct the Mishkan. And then Moshe repeated this mission in Parshat Yaakov upon telling the Jewish people about Bezalel's appointment. Zera Shem explains that Rashi comes only as Hur, son of Menish, told Moshe about Bezalel's appointment in Parshat Kisisa. The whole point that he was honored, Moshe honored Bezalel in the merit of his grandfather, Hur, he sacrificed his life for honoring Hashem. See, the Mesiras Nefesh again gave the schus for the Mishkan to be built by Bezalel in the merit of his grandfather, Hur, who's Moshe Nefesh. This idea, Mesiras Nefesh, this is how we have to live. This is the unity flow. We're going to bring unification and kindness into our with Mesiras Nefesh of our whole being, all our soul, all our might, all our love. Give it out, give it out, give it out, give out, and bring Mashiach now. Thank you for listening, and we're looking forward to be together soon with all of us in the Holy Land. Amen. And keep helping, just one person.